Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the Auto World Plaza in the Greasy Garage Studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
I actually have a tachometer in one hand today, along with the silver microphone. Hi, everyone, and welcome into the Greasy Garage cockpit. Thanks for tuning in and climbing into the cockpit with me here this week. It's been 7 days, my friend, since I actually got to sit down with you, and glad you're here at 11,900 and just a skosh over that, RPMs, that is, in the studio, that is. That's 11,900 RPMs, revolutions per minute, and that gets you about 236 miles an hour, MPH, miles per hour. Wowza. Revolutions per minute. Think about that. That engine has to spin, it is spinning 11,900. Wow. How can a piston, a crankshaft, connecting rod, and even oil even do that? That's right. This weekend, the qualifying of the Indianapolis 500 for next weekend. But today, oh, those qualifying times. You know, it's awesome. I love watching it to see they're out there by themselves, one car at a time, doing so many laps, not very many, and they only have so much time to do it, to try to get the best time. Speed. Oh, yeah. I believe Jack Harvey went 236 miles an hour, and his engine, as I was noting the tachometer there that I have in my hand, I love these tachometers. They're so neat. You put the little red line, that bad boy. Have you ever redlined your tachometer in your car? What's that mean? That means it goes all the way up in there, all as fast as that engine can go. Well, think about that. Jack Harvey's doing 11,900 RPMs, revolutions per minute, to get the best qualifying time so he can actually park his car in the lineup in order to race next weekend at the Indianapolis 500. So, race on Sunday. Well, in this case, race on Monday, huh? And then sell on Tuesday? How in the world, truthfully, how can your rubber tires stay on asphalt at that speed, spinning it? I mean, the engine's spinning at 11,900 plus RPMs. But how does those tires stick at that speed? One mistake, and you're done. You're doing some cookies out there, and they're not chocolate chip cookies. Whew. Wow. Anyway, look forward to having you here this weekend, and I'm glad you're here. We're not going to be doing 11,900 RPMs, because if I did, my mouth would be probably dry, and you wouldn't understand a word of it. So anyway, we're going to have a lot of fun today. We have in the house, of course, back from a small vacation, Axelrod. Alex is back in the studio, in the GCN studio, and he's got he's actually on the slide rail now in that hot rod chair that he's sitting in. He slides back and forth to take your calls on that GCN 2800 mixer machine. Make you sound good. The number is, as always, 855-660-4261. I'm looking at the email, so I look forward to your emails. You are the star of this show, folks. Without you, we would not be here. Thank you for contacting your favorite radio station to make sure that we're there for you. I'm going to be behind the silver microphone today for you, as I have been since 1992. I'm Mark Evans, and you are listening to Auto World Radio. And that is the email. One word, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. You can find me on Facebook. Head on over to Facebook. The address is my name, Mark Evans. Thank you for friending me and following me there. And you can follow me on Facebook and Instagram. We've got 5,000 friends. Thank you. That's all they allow us to have, but please friend us anyway. We can slide you in there if we can. Find a spot in the studio and sit you in the seat, and we'll have some fun. Again, I'm not going to be driving 11,900 RPMs. I might be doing 200 miles an hour, not 236. Instagram is Auto World Media. So we got some awesome photos up there. In fact, we're going to be talking a little bit about those photos today and how come and why. But first, let's welcome to the left over here, Eddie, the engine emailer. He's in the house. Thank you, Eddie. Appreciate it. Everybody's here. Oh, yeah, even Bobby B.S. are sitting behind me. That's my PR director, so he's making sure that I... How come you have that? What? You're going to hit me on the side of the head with a brake rotor if I don't... Okay, I'll be nice. Okay, today on Auto World, please hand me the hubcap, Bobby B. Esser, my PR agent. No, not the disc brake rotor, the hubcap. Thank you. See, the hubcap is what has the menu in it here at Auto World, the restaurant. We're an Auto World restaurant, aren't we? Yeah. Okay, today, let's go third hour first. Give you a little tease of what is going to happen on the third hour here at Auto World. Right at the end of the show, as always, we have a word with Mark. Hopefully this helps all of us. Every hour of Auto World, we're going to have what happened in this month in automotive history. I'm going to share a little bit of something that happened in this month every hour. And I have for you, on the third hour, the history of the drive-in movie theater. I have a recall for you on the third hour and also on the second hour. Now, the third hour recall is, again, park it outside, but this time it's in the rear. That's on the third hour. Hey, have you got... Well, let's start over here. Got charge stick? Someone's going to help you with that. Car manufacturer. And on the third hour, it's International Volkswagen Bus Day. That's only on the third hour. Let's go to the second hour and give you a little tease of what's happening on the second hour of Auto World. Wiener Mobile, no more. What? Well, we're going to talk a little bit about that and how come and why. And... like I pointed out, the pictures that we have on our Facebook page, Mark Evans, and also Auto World Radio Facebook page, one press, my friends, of the Econo button, and boom, 5,091 gallons of gasoline. And also we have on the second hour, winner, EPA range winner. They did it. Who did it? Who did they beat? We're going to find out. First hour right now, though. Let's see what's going on first hour. Well, first and foremost, you are the star of the show. Emails, we're going to go into the email bag, as we always do every hour. The email bag is what Eddie, the engine emailer, has on his lap right now, and he says, you better get it going as soon as possible. We have a lot to get to. I ask you folks to deliver. Thank you. The emails that are in the email bag... as you know, I help all of you when you email today as we are live in the Greasy Garage Studio right here in Boise, Idaho in the Auto World Plaza. But he's got the engine, Eddie the engine emailer. He goes through the emails before I get to see them. He digs in there first and finds out the 911s. That means if you have a problem now and you need help now, during the week or right now, 911 it. Put 911 on it and he'll get that to me during the week as soon as possible. I had four of those this last week, so... I got you folks up and running, and that's what it's about. Also, he digs in there and he tries to find the ones that I said, you know, I'm the chump, and try to stump me. I don't hardly know anything, truthfully. I learn every day from you, and I appreciate that. It takes all of us to make a vehicle operate and run down the road. You have a problem, you have a question, you have a challenge. I'm here for you. ASC Certified Master Technician for 45-plus years, and I keep learning every day. That's what's awesome about it. Why do I have to keep learning? Well, because I like cars, and I like to make sure that I can, you know, kind of be fresher for you every week on Auto World. So with that, thank you for emailing, and you can email at any time. He has pulled into the email bag, and he's got some in there that he was nodding his head earlier to me. He says, yeah, they're going to stump you today. I hope so. Because you, my friends, can help me and all the other listeners, too. So if you have a car question, you have a noise or a smell, or your car's, you know, dragging, it seems like the brakes are on all the time, just a simple thing as an engine light on, maybe, ABS light on, maybe even a tire light on, and you've been through the ringer, as you might call it, through shop to shop to shop, trying to figure out why and how come the light will not be turned off, can't get it turned off, that you keep spending $100 bills, maybe even $1,000 bills. Let's talk. Let's get it out in the open. Let's get all of our Auto World listeners, our great Auto World affiliate radio stations, all together and get you fixed. That's what it's all about. Oh, yeah. Well, what happened? Oh, by the way, warranty work? Oh, yeah. But this one turned into a $36,000 bill. This poor gentleman took his car in on warranty work, and ends up with a $36,000 bill. Woo! Hey, we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back. Grab yourself something nice and cold to drink, and we'll be right back. Maybe a lemonade, yes! Who's going to tell you when?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Off the bat, it's time to get into that email bag. Eddie, the engine emailer, thank you. Let's do it.
I know I can find one.
Oh, there's one right there. There's more than one. Oh, so I wrinkled them all up. We got into the email bag, and we do have an email here. If you do not want me to read your email live on the air, folks, just say no, and you can change your name if you'd like. No problem there. We've got one here we can read on the air. And by the way, I don't have to read it live on the air. If you do not want to read it live on the air here, I can still help you, and I will. This one we can. Oh, this is an interesting one here. Okay, this is right off the bat. Mark wanted to give you a follow-up on our ride. Thanks, by the way. Oh, you're welcome. You saved us $500. Oh, that's what I'm talking about. It says here, you saved us $500 on our transmission repair. By doing what you always preach, have the repair shop send photos of the affected area of repair. Yes, I do preach that. Thanks for pointing that out. Glad I could save you some money. Goes on to say here, I asked them to do that. At first, they were hesitant. Then, not only did I get pictures, but I received a lower price on the repair bill. Thank you, Mark. Red, Tamale, in Aurora, Illinois. Well, there's my clue who it is. Thanks, Red. Red, Tamale, in Aurora, Illinois. I'm glad I could save you $500. Awesome. Let's do a shout-out to our great Auto World affiliate radio station right there in Aurora. And that will be and is WRMN AM 1410. That's Elgin and Wheaton and Arlington Heights, Aurora, Illinois. There's our shout-out horn. Thank you, WRMN AM 1410. Good to have you folks along. In and around that whole entire area, if I didn't mention your town. I appreciate it. Red, thanks for letting me know. This is what it's about. The power of the people. That's what it's about, right here. Thanks, Red. Tamale. Thanks for the little clue. Anyway, that's a long story. But some of these nicknames are awesome. I love it. But yeah, $500 right off of it just because you had a photo sent to you. You asked them to send a photo of the affected area of your transmission, and next thing you know, they're talking about and showing you what's wrong with your car. And that does mean a lot and causes the repair bill to go down. So, with that $500 there, Red Tamale, hopefully you can put some new tires on it, maybe put a new stereo deck in there if you'd like, maybe put you a nice Wi-Fi system in there, hands-free, so you can talk to me on the telephone while you're driving that hot rod. Thank you again. I appreciate it, and I'm going to send you a little detailed gift bag out from our sponsors, Mothers, Meguiar's, and Wash Drops, and STP, and I have also another bottle of Adams Polish that's going to go your way, too. Absolutely. I've got your email address, so we'll get it out there to you. Appreciate it. Well, today here in Auto World, there's a lot of things happening, but, you think about automotive and all the auto world that we all live in, it's kind of sometimes overwhelming. But history makes it calm down a little bit. So what really did happen in this month in automotive history? A lot of you might own this car. It was in May in 1966. Subaru introduces the 1000. That's right, 66. Subaru had been selling its teeny rear-engine 360 for nearly a decade. But by then, executives knew the Japanese automaker had to step up its game in the compact car market if it intended to be a true competitor, of course, around the globe, to compete with the likes of the car that you have, probably a Toyota Corolla, the Nissan Sunny, the Mazda, and others. Subaru introduced the 1000, which went on sale this month in 1966. See, the 1000 was the first front-wheel drive car produced by Subaru. It featured a 977cc boxer engine that put out a plentiful 54 horsepower. This production model back in 1966, which lasted until 1969, was the successor to the 1500 prototype that had been showcased a dozen years earlier. The car launched. They named it the Subaru, and from that point on, 1966, in this month, is when it happened. The very first Subaru, 1966 Subaru 1000, first front-wheel drive automobile. Happened this month. History. Do you have a front-wheel drive car? Yes, you probably do. I mean, what happened to the days of the rear-wheel drive cars? They're gone! Well, Some still have them. Yeah, some still have the rear-wheel drive car. Yeah, it's called the touring sedan. Many models out there. Luxury models have them still, of course, Mercedes and Lexus and BMW, etc. But most of you drive a all-wheel drive, SUV, an EV, and a front-wheel drive car. Now, have you ever had, what was the largest automotive repair bill that you folks have ever had? That you know, really was screaming at the person at the counter because of the price of it. Well, this is what happened to a gentleman. A 2023 Dodge Challenger Hellcat. Yep. Went into the shop for some warranty work. And he left with, well, he had a little problem. It was a muscle car, of course. You know, as you know, the 2023 Dodge Challengers and Chargers marked the final chapter. It's the brand's decision to equip the muscle cars with internal combustion engines, but before basically going all electric. Yeah, turning them into an electric platform. Well, this gentleman, I'm not going to mention his name, he said, you know, I need one, I want one, and so he did it. Well, the Dodge Challenger Hellcat Jailbreak Edition allows you, the customer, to personalize every inch of the car when you decide to order it and build it and all that. Equipped with some software tuning to give its supercharged Hemi engine some extra power using software. Oh, yeah. It already produces 807 horsepower. But this gentleman, he was in a bit of a bind after the automaker denied his repairs under the car's warranty coverage for issues he was experienced with the engine. He had problems with the engine. According to the owner of this 2023 Challenger Hellcat wide-body jailbreak, with only 790 miles on it, he brought it in for service at the dealership, which experienced some issues with his engine. They pulled the computer and clearly see it, faulty engine and lost compression using the software in it. Yeah, the engine lost compression. Had a big problem with the engine. So what ended up happening? Well, what ended up happening, it wasn't under warranty. The owner claimed that there was a zero compression being shown on cylinder 7. The dealer denied covering the repairs under warranty. According to Dodge, the company believes that the owner had already tuned his car and blew it up. Left there with a $36,000 bill. Ouch. We'll be right back. Take a little short break. And we'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA News Update. The man charged in the subway chokehold death of Jordan Neely is speaking out for the first time. Daniel Penny facing second-degree manslaughter charges after he put Neely into a chokehold for several minutes on a New York subway earlier this month. He told the New York Post the incident had nothing to do with the color of Neely's skin. He also said he believes footage showing what led up to the incident will prove he was in the right. The Republican chair of the House Budget Committee says President Biden's back is against the wall on the debt ceiling.
We have one proposal that has passed the House. Nobody else has put a proposal on the table.
Speaking on ABC's This Week, the Texas Congressman Jody Arrington criticized the president for not submitting a proposal and for waiting so long before having talks with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. The National Hurricane Center in Miami is watching a tropical disturbance just northeast of the Bahamas before the hurricane season officially begins June 1st. Dave Collins, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
We've pulled away from the curb. We're in second gear right now. Good to have you along. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World. Well, folks, I've got a little update for you. Well, before we get to the update, it's, an update with $200 million coming to you. Wanted to go back and point out something about this 2023 Dodge. This gentleman, this 2023 Dodge Challenger that went in for some warranty work, and he thought he was going to get some warranty work done, and left with a $36,000 bill. The reason why is because Dodge, Stellantis, had rejected the warranty claim after a Stellantis calibration engineer discovered that the car's powertrain control module, better known as, PCM, had been tampered with and was found to have an aftermarket software installed. Whoops. What's that mean? Aftermarket sometimes really just doesn't work. And then, in fact, the owner, that caused what? Maybe like he felt that number seven cylinder was dead. More than likely, the aftermarket software program that the owner believed it was better than the original factory caused the cylinder to burn out. Probably a little bit too much fuel sprayed in. Maybe the spark wasn't quite managed right, causing it to burn her down. piston, that is. So anyway, he stuck with the repair bill. They did get the car running, and now he's stuck with a $36,000 bill. Be careful out there. I know that I've installed quite a few. There's quite a few aftermarket computers. Some work, some do not. And I have installed quite a few different brands on automobiles, and I've been lucky, knock on wood, or silver microphone, and they're working. So be happy with what you have. He was not quite happy with, I believe, that 2023 Challenger Hellcat jailbreak. I think it had, 807 horsepower. Woo! That's a lot. Wowza. So be careful out there. So now it's time to give you $200 million. I kind of almost sound like, well, Publishers Clearing House. I'm not. This is Auto World. But here's an update. Hyundai and Kia, they're going to go ahead and pay $200 million out to you if you do and were involved in the Hyundai-Kia class action lawsuit. That this just happened this last week about, thieves stealing your Hyundai or your Kia. This might be the weekend you might want to go ahead and get a pen and paper and pencil out and take some notes. I've got another recall coming up second and third hour for you. Here's the year and make and models. See, the class action lawsuit, Hyundai and Kia agreed this last week to pay more than $200 million to you, the owners of as many as 9 million vehicles that currently lack engine immobilizers. The immobilizers, everyone, is, well, it's a security device. It's around your key, and it's a feature common in a lot of other vehicles on the road, too. We've talked about that. They were not there. So, whoops. It was an engineering oversight has led to an extensive car, thieves stealing your 2011 through 2021 Kia vehicles and the 2016 through 2021 Hyundai vehicles that use a metal key to start the vehicle. Hyundai and Kia vehicles built from the 2022 model year have the feature. So hopefully yours didn't get stolen. Maybe if it did, you did get it back, and you're going to get some money in your back pocket. So they've agreed to pay over $200 million. Now, what to do here? Just go to the dealership. Talk to them, please. Get your VIN number and talk to them. Tell them you heard it right here in the Auto World. And then also, AutoWorldRadio at Yahoo.com. So I want to get, here's some of the vehicles that are affected by this. There's quite a few. Now, first off, the models, you're going to be able to receive a software update, which are you eligible for $300 for the installation of any anti-theft system in the steering wheel lock system, so it can be fixed. There's quite a few Hyundai vehicles, Accents, Elantras, the Santa Fe's. There's quite a few. Genesis Coupe, Palisades, the Tucson, Kia vehicles, Kia Sportage, the Kia Sereno, the Kia K5, Sedona, the Forte, the Rio, the Optima, Soul. So there's so many different years and all here, folks. I don't want to spend the whole entire hour talking about it. But if you have a Hyundai or a Kia, please go in. Even if your car did not get stolen or any problems there, wherever you might be living, listening to me on your favorite radio station, just go into the Hyundai and Kia and start asking for the fix and also the money. $200 million is what they have to pay out to get you fixed. So that way your car does not get stolen, and we do not want that. I want you here for the next second, next minute, the next hour, the next week, etc. So let's get you fixed. That is an update coming right there to you. Thank you for tuning in. Now, one thing in Auto World that we all live in is the prices of automobiles. You know, we're just talking about you just purchased one, or you're thinking about purchasing one, and you're thinking, boy, they're quite spendy. Yeah. And you know what that does? It stops you maybe from buying. In fact, it has. New car prices are forcing you to keep your car longer. So, I have for you, right now, here on Auto World, new car prices forcing all the average of us vehicle age of our cars to stay in our garages. There's an estimated 284 million vehicles actively being driven throughout the United States as I speak right now. Now, a study was conducted by S&P Global Mobility, and they did. The average vehicle age has now risen up to 12.5 years. You and I are keeping our used automobiles 12.5 years. Longer than ever before. This is roughly 3 months longer than the average vehicle age in 2022, just a year ago. They conducted and predicted that this increase would be the result of rising prices of new vehicles, urging drivers, you and me, to hold on to our vehicles, cars, our light trucks, our light pickups, our heavy trucks, our little trucks, our little cars, our big cars, etc., a little bit longer. Now, 12.5 years. One of the reasons why is because it takes basically 8 years to pay a car off. So expensive. You know, you've heard your friends and your relatives say, you paid more for that car than I paid for my first house. Well, in 2023, as we are living it right now, marks the sixth year in a row in which the average vehicle age in the United States has been gradually on the rise. Now, this happened back in 2008 to 2009 in that recession, which led to a sharp increase in the average vehicle age and a decrease in demand for new vehicles. Uh-oh. You know what that means? That means that in fact, that the price on the new vehicles will gradually start going down. That's not right now. That'll be later. Now, light vehicle sales in the United States saw an 8% decrease from 14.6 million new units in 2021 to 13.9 units in 2022. Going down. So is the price. So hang on if you're deciding maybe to buy a new car. But boy, that new one, well, you're hanging on to it for 12.5 years along with me. Woo! Hey, we'll be right back. You're listening to Auto World. I'm Mark Evans.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
On the shifter, and he stabbed her into fifth gear, and then the chromium-plated, fully illuminated, genuine accessory shift knob come right off in his hand. I says, "You want to screw that thing back on, Earl?" He was trying to thread it on there when the fire fell off of his cigar and dropped on down, sort of rolled around, and then lit in the cuff of Earl's pants and burned a hole in his sock. Yeah, sort of set him right on fire. I looked on out of the window.
Watch out. No smoking while you're driving. Hey, good to have you back. This is Auto World. I'm Mark Evans, your host, right here and live in the Auto World Plaza in Boise, Idaho. Good to have you here. You know, we're on a few stations down in Texas, and you folks listening, you know, appreciate it. Thank you. Have you ever heard of the Texan? The Texan. That's an automobile back in 1918 through 1922. The Texan was built. Texas Motor Car out of Fort Worth, Texas. Had four cylinders in it. 33-inch tires. Big boy type tires. But it was called the Texan back in 1918. Beautiful looking car. A little bit of history. Well, it's right now, it's time. Now, I did mention something about bringing a pencil and paper to the Auto World get together today. Do, because we got some things we need to write down. And if you do not have the pen and paper and pencil ready, then no big deal. You can always go back, listen to the podcast. A good way of finding that, you can go to GCNLive.com. Just look for me, Mark Evans, Auto World. And we have a little tab there. You just push on the podcast name right there. Click, you're there. And or you can Google me, please do. And just Google Auto World Mark Evans, and that'll take you right to the podcast, too. Okay, because here I have something for you here that... Quite unique. We're going to be talking about a little bit of recalls, second and third hour. I have one different type of recall for second hour and the third hour. But right now, I want to share with you an auto supplier refuses the NHTSA ordered recall. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, folks, insisted that this Tennessee-based automotive supplier, ARC, A-R-C, Automotive, Inc., recall. They want them to recall 67 million airbag inflators. The inflator made through January 2018 that have ruptured during crashes. A move that, in fact, ARC rejected just Friday. This just happened. What the Federal Safety Administration and Agency is saying is the ruptured inflators can cause, of course, injury and maybe death. Vehicles from BMW, General Motors, Hyundai Motor, Kia Motors, and Stellantis use this device. Now, General Motors seems to be convinced. The company said Friday it will recall almost 1 million vehicles it built with these inflators made by ARC after the inflator on a 2017 Chevrolet Traverse ruptured during airbag deployment. And this happened in March. So, the recall affects driver-side airbags on 994,763 vehicles built from 2014 through 2017, including the Buick Enclave, Chevrolet Traverse, GMC Arcadia. So General Motors is going along with it, but ARC says no. The manufacturer that makes this is saying no. BMW recalled the 2017 X5 S-Drive 35i and the 2017 X5. And they also recalled the, it was basically all the X5 models, the X-Drive 35i, the X5 X-Drive 50i, the X5 X-Drive 35D, all the X5s. And Ford did the same. The 2017 Mustangs and the F-150s, Volkswagen Group has also recalled certain 2016 Volkswagen and Audi models as well. Now, this is a part that's the inflator that can rupture. So, one thing that ARC did mention is that the airbags, of course, we have Takata airbag brands out there, but you have to have the inflator, of course. Now, ARC had until Friday to respond, at which point the company refused. They said they proved that their item is not defective after manufacturing 67 million of them during the part's 18-year lifetime of use. 11 million were manufactured under license by Delphi. That is, of course, Delphi, a subsidiary company of General Motors. The rest were built by ARC, ARC. So I just want to highlight that to you. And according to ARC, inflators taken from destroyed or other cars have been put through a number of testing, is what they're saying, programs. And according to their, their company, not a single rupture has happened. The company goes on to state that the 12 manufacturers that employ the inflators in their airbags have detected a defect, but the company didn't address why the recalls already enacted were not necessary. So what I'm saying is that I want you to get your VIN number again on your make and model and head to the dealership and talk to them about ARC is the company, ARC out of Tennessee. Bring that up to them, and again, you can Google it, please do, and let's see if we want to make sure you're safe again, and that's what it's about. ARC is the supplier that supplies, and they're saying the part is, they rejected the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's insisted for the recall. So head into your dealerships. Let's talk about it. Let's get you fixed. So today here on Auto World, not only are we going to take your emails, which we have, but now next hour I want to give you a little bit of taste in what's happening next hour. I look forward to your emails and your phone calls. Our phone number again is 855-660-4261. Email me at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. I'm on LinkedIn. Our website is autoworldmedia.com, along with Instagram. Head on over to Instagram. Auto World Media is our address there. Facebook is my name, Mark Evans. I have for you next hour one press of this button. This button is the ECO button, Econo button. BMW states it's an ECO button, which it is, absolutely. Some of you might even see it Econo, ECON on there. And one button, push, boom, 5,091 gallons of gasoline. We're going to talk about that the second hour. Again, we've got trivia coming to you your way. We're going to talk about the Wienermobile? Oh, yeah. Absolutely. For sure. A little bit of Mecum. I wanted to address a car that sold on Mecum here this last weekend. Mecum car auctions, of course, as you know. A 1970 Plymouth Cuda 440, or the Rapid Transit Show Car. Completely different type of show car. Sold for $2.2 million. That's a pretty good chunk of change. Oh, yeah. And do you have charge stick? Do you want a charge stick? Are you looking for a charge stick? Are you maybe tired of going into your with your electric car and trying to get wait your turn just to plug in? Well, Ford joins the National Charging Experience to prove to help improve the quality of electric vehicle charging in the United States. Yes, we've been talking about it. Of course, we've got EVs coming your way constantly. They're building more and more and more of them. We've been talking about how many billions of dollars the car manufacturers are actually spending to do it. But Ford, they've joined the United States Joint Office of Energy and Transportation to launch a national charging experience, period. So they're going to put some money into it. They want more. They're going to be selling and building more electric cars, and now they're going to be trying to improve the electric vehicle EV charging across the United States. We need more charge sticks. And so across the country, a group of automakers, charging providers, utilities, and Department of Energy, national laboratories, they're driving to universal enhance your experience with more charge sticks. How many of you out there have a problem finding a charge stick, first off, and how many of you are waiting around since the door has been opened up now that where Tesla says you can, and if you have another brand other than Tesla, you can drive into a charge stick. And some of the Tesla owners, I understand, are a little bit hot under the collar because there's someone else, a different brand, parked into their Tesla charge sticks that they can charge for free. Yeah. Is that the truth? I don't have a Tesla. I do not have an EV car yet. Yet. Maybe. So, in the future. Who knows? But, with that, love to hear your comments on that. 855-660-4261. Email me at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Ford, again, is going to help, and I think they need to. I think a lot of the car manufacturers, hey, if you're going to build an electric car, don't you need to make sure that people like you and me, when we buy it, we can charge it, not just at our house, our home where we live, but somewhere else. And I have had some very interesting emails coming to me on this point, and thank you. I do appreciate it. That's what it's all about. Interactive, informative, and all things automotive. Look at that. The garage door is going down. It's electrified. We'll be right back. You're on the second hour. Look forward to seeing you there. Drive safe, everybody, and motor on.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.